Hey folks, Dan McClellan here. We have all grappled from time to time with that age-old question, should I call this person a Pharisee? But now, thanks to the good folks over at Erdmann's, we have this edited volume, Judeophobia and the New Testament Texts and Context, which includes literally dozens of essays on Judeophobia and the New Testament, and for a limited time only, they've thrown in this handy-dandy Pharisees flowchart, which will help you grapple with that question. Let's walk slowly through this very complex process. We start with the question, should I call this person a Pharisee? Well, step number one, did the person live in or before the first century CE? If the answer is no, don't call them a Pharisee. If the answer is yes, we move on to step two. Was the person actually a Pharisee? Again, if the answer is no, don't call them a Pharisee. If the answer is yes, then we move on to the final and the most complex stage of this process. Are you using the word as an insult? If the answer is yes, don't call them a Pharisee. If the answer is no, then it's probably safe. Folks, the pejorative use of the term Pharisee as a way to refer to someone as an overly legalistic religious person is not only historically inaccurate, it's just plain old anti-Semitic. The good folks over at Erdmann's are providing you, for a limited time only, this handy-dandy Pharisees flowchart. Feel free to refer back to it anytime you are struggling with the question of whether or not you should call a person a Pharisee. I'm Dan McClellan. Thank you for your time, and the fit for this video has been Power Man.